Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, the Secretary of the Environmental Protection Agency, Scott Pruitt, he feels, and we believe too, that the Obama administration meddled in America's livelihood and went too far with their regulations and their executive orders. Now, you may have remember, we talked about this before, you know, Cass Sunstein wrote a book called Nudge. You're probably seeing it on your screen right here. And Nudge was a book about, you know, it's the big elephant nudging the other one. In their mindset, that's the government nudging you.
Right.
But they didn't realize there was a bigger elephant behind that, God's elephant. But look what he said. Let me read this quote, what Cass Sunstein said. He says, once you know that people are human and have some Homer Simpson in them, then there's a lot that can be done to what?
Manipulate them.
And Homer Simpson is some just
buffoonery character.
Yeah,
really.
Character, some cartoon character. And he's saying that this is what he thought. So he began to write regulations nonstop. And that's when you saw that picture. I wish you had that picture of President Trump in his office cutting the ribbon. He's cutting just like...
I've talked to business owners who've been crippled by these regulations. And the cost of doing business is astronomical because it's regulation upon regulation upon regulation. So this is a wonderful thing that's happening.
It is totally wonderful. And so, you know, maybe you get a chance to see that image of him cutting the ribbon in front of thousands and thousands of regulations he cut. Those are Cass Sunstein's regulations. And he's declaring, you know, we're not Homer Simpson, that we can't nudge the government.
That's right.
It's supposed to be nudged by the people. The people aren't supposed to be nudged by the government. And as a matter of fact, being a good steward. Let's see what Secretary of Environmental Protection Agency Scott Pruitt had to say about these overregulations. Check it out.
Actions taken by the executive branch really were actions that the legislative branch should have been taking or addressing, and it did what? It impacted liberty. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you declare a war on coal from a regulatory perspective, you know, the question has to be asked, where's that in the statute? Mm-hmm. You know, where did Congress empower the EPA to declare a war on coal? There's a role for the EPA. Yeah. There's a very important role for the agency. The problem is, the last several years, that role has been morphed and evolved into something that's not.
This is so important, you know. I mean, all this, you know, I have a phone and I have a pen, is what President Obama said. Hmm. You just begin to write all these executive orders that begin to shift our country.
A digital pen at that.
Yeah, a digital pen. Yeah, and he's talking about, you know, you couldn't even have a puddle of water on your property because they called that, they were just trying to take control of everything through regulation. But I'm telling you, thank God for our president. You may have seen the image again here where he cut the ribbon in front of all those paperwork. That's actually things that he's actually done away with. And it's been powerful. Those are things of Cass Sunstein's that was written under all that whole Obama administration. So that's exciting. He's freeing up industry. And as a matter of fact, there was a situation going on in Vietnam where there was a trade imbalance. And so he goes and talks to the people of Vietnam, and they said, there's a trade imbalance. You know, we're losing it. America's losing in this. We need to work it out. They say, what can we do? He doesn't come up with some finagling stuff. He just said, buy coal from West Virginia.
Period.
That was the answer. So Vietnam started buying coal from West Virginia, which is, he said, in Vietnam, they said, that's the best coal they've ever had.
Wow.
And guess what? That fixed the trade imbalance. Maybe it's your business next that our president's going to say, well, listen, buy those washing machines, buy those cars. Mm. If you want to get this imbalance down, buy American products. So we want to hear from you. How do you feel about that? Remember the war on coal, the war on so many different things? Well, God, when Scott Pruitt was praying and seeking the Lord for him what to do, God said, God led him to be run and get in this position, you know, for the Secretary of Environmental Protection Agency. And now he's protecting you, and he's actually balancing the environmental needs, but he's also freeing us up to be able to do what we got to do to be successful and provide for our children and protection for our country. This is so exciting. We want to hear from you. Comment below, write to us, email us. You know, we love hearing from our community and what you have to say about what's going on.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation live.